This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Sunday is Veterans Day, and that means a Veterans Day parade here in Galesburg, something that's been going on a good number of years here in town and very important to have. And we're pleased that Ryan Hummel is continuing to organize that for Galesburg, and he joins us here in studio. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me here today.
How long have you been organizing it now? I know it didn't start with you, but...
No, it did not start with me. It started shortly after 9/11,
yeah.
Now deceased Larry Anderson and retired Mike Allen, both veterans, noticed in 2001, shortly after 9/11, Galesburg didn't have a Veterans Day parade,
yeah.
And they threw one together in a matter of weeks.
I used to joke that Galesburg seems to have a parade for everything, but of all those things, I would argue that this is probably one of the most important.
Well, we try to make it a good event for the public, but they started it in 2001, so this is the 18th annual,
mm-hmm.
And I started helping with it probably 13 or 14 years now, just being a gopher and running around at the business end of it, helping out. And taking on a little more of a role each year, took over contacting people and being the coordinator. I'd say I've been organizing it the last 6 or 7 years.
There you go. So clearly, and you're a veteran too, so this is just as important to you as it is to anyone, I would imagine.
It's definitely something close to my heart. Yes, I served 21 years in the Illinois Army National Guard.
Thank you for that.
Guard and active there. And loved my time in. I was field artillery. It's not hard to love getting to blow stuff up and get paid for it, but we always participated in the parade, and then helping with it just felt like something I wanted to do, and there's a need, so I like to fill it, and any help is always appreciated. I've got friends that help me with both ends of it, the courthouse end and the lineup end, and we make it happen.
And you were just telling me off the air that you were putting together some of the final logistics, if you will, in that this morning.
Going over the messy end, the lineup end, making sure where we've got everyone parked is going to work, and walking the neighborhood and planning it out so that way the day of, the 15 minutes prior to the start is pretty chaotic. So if
sure.
Everyone's in place ahead of time, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. So I guess better you than me trying to deal with all that, that's for sure. But so let's talk a little bit about the parade itself. It follows the usual route downtown, which I think is probably going to be helped just a little bit by the fact that you're not starting at the end of a closed road, right?
Yes, with the construction over with, they did keep the starting point up a block. It obviously used to be, you know, down there at the post office intersection,
yeah,
at Chambers and that.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 years back, it moved up to Seminary and Ferris, basically the intersection of Innkeeper's Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So we start at Seminary and Ferris, and that's where the lineup begins. And it follows the normal parade route, going west on Main Street, around down Cherry Street, terminating at the courthouse where we have our ceremony for the Grand Marshal to speak. And we have Choral Dynamics contributing singing. They have a singer doing the national anthem. We have the playing of taps at the conclusion of it all for our fallen soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
The mayor will be speaking as well, our biggest crowd gathering a thing. I hope this year be our you know, 18th annual parade and our first female veteran that we have as a Grand Marshal this year.
I want to talk to you about that in a second because I think that's a very, very amazing thing that's happening. I had read, because I know you have a Facebook event page set up on this, that you were having some trouble getting bands this year. Did you get that solved?
You know, unfortunately, bands have to divvy themselves up equally between events, and funding has become such a,
yeah,
terrible problem with education that I wish they didn't have to fight with. But number of bands is down. I do have a rotational thing going with GHS. This is their off year. They handle the Christmas parade this year. I have them back there. So there's no cancellation there at all. That's a prearranged agreement that's been in place for years.
Sure, sure.
But one or two other bands that have always been, you know, stables in the parade are not in this year. We have the Monmouth College Pipe Band always out front with right after the Color Guard, and that's such a unique opening. I always love that
amazing
pipe band. And Costa is there. Costa always brings a phenomenal band, very energetic young group and a great band. And we have a church with mended pieces that comes and sings.
Yeah.
And has their speakers with them and puts on a great show, and it's a something different. So there'll be plenty of music still, and of course FM 95 brings their truck on down.
That's
so.
We do. We bring
that freedom.
Yeah, so. We bring the big truck down this year. We've got a brand new obnoxiously large truck that'll probably be in the parade this year.
Like
that's
it.
For sure.
I like it.
But I would imagine if, in the off chance, a high school band director happens to be listening to this interview and wants to participate, I would imagine that you would gladly accept them into the lineup.
With open arms. We love new things every year. I'd love to, my biggest problem be, how do I space them all out?
I'd
gladly take that problem.
Having too many things in the parade is always a good thing, that's for sure.
You know, our parade has been approximately 45 minutes. A year for a number of years now, from the first person stepping off to the last person walking past me, has been approximately 45 minutes.
I like that a lot. That's a great thing. So they can just contact you through the Facebook page. And if there's some another organization that wants to be a part, too, they can still talk to you.
Yes, anybody. I had someone call me today on the way to this interview.
That's great.
So I was in my truck, you know, and had another group contact me. So, yes, it's always up to the day of the event. It doesn't bother me at all.
Glad to hear that. That's a good thing for sure. All right, so let's talk about the Grand Marshal. It's a formerly a local person and the first female Grand Marshal, you were saying?
Yes. I had a person reach out to me with a unique person of interest. So we started covering conflicts a year ago. World War II veterans were the Grand Marshals. We had a busload full. And we've had World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, Iraq, and Afghanistan represented. And like I said, with a different interview I was doing, it's easy when you think of the military to think about the infantry and the artillery. Mm-hmm. And there's so many components to our nation's service, the armed services. And we get to represent a different group of that with the nurses. She was an Air Force captain. Miss Dorothy Plunkett, she was an Air Force captain, a nurse during the Vietnam era. And she got her nursing training here at Cottage College of Nursing.
Right, uh-huh.
I was completely unaware we had one. So it had obviously been long closed, and they have a gathering, a reunion of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who reached out to me to feature this veteran, and I was honored. I love it. It's shining a light on a part of the service that doesn't always get the spotlight.
I was just going to say, it's almost a sort of an unsung hero type of a thing.
Definitely.
When you think about all the wars going back through history, and even Vietnam, which I don't think, which obviously wasn't the most popular war at the time, but nurses provided such a crucial role, that not necessarily on the battlefield, but directly connected to that.
Well, you're an angel to that soldier, sailor, marine, whoever was injured or possibly even worse happening to them. You know, those nurses are saving their lives and possibly the first face they've seen.
So when you told her or talked to her about being Grand Marshal, how did she react?
She said she was honored. She'd be honored to do it. And I, of course, was quite happy to hear that, because some people don't want a spotlight shown upon them.
Sure.
Some people don't want to have their name dropped or that. And I was really hoping she would be, you know, enthusiastic and want to do it. And she is. So she's coming up for the event and going to speak at the courthouse as well. And it, like I say, it's just something I hope draws a good large number of the public out and show their support.
All right. So since on that note, let's talk again about the when and the where and the lineup time and the parade start time and all that one more time.
Definitely. Sunday, November 11th on Veterans Day this year at 2 o'clock, the parade will kick off. The intersection of Seminary and Ferris Streets will be the beginning. So the city lines Main Street and Cherry Street. Normal parade route. Like I say, 2 o'clock kickoff time, Sunday, November 11th. Grand Marshal is, you know, retired Air Force Captain Dorothy Plunkett, and the courthouse ceremony is really what we hope to focus on. If people collapse in after the parade and follow down, it should be a great event with the speakers there at the courthouse. The mayor will be speaking as well. Mr. Pritchard will be speaking. So we have the grand marshal speech, the mayor's speech, singing of the national anthem by a local singer out of Choral Dynamics, and Galesburg band members playing taps.
All right. So. And if any groups still want to be a part of the parade, how can they get a hold of you?
They can just blow my cell phone up. 309-368-9379. If my phone's off, it's because I work for the railroad and I don't have a schedule, but I will call you back.
368-9379 once again. All right. Ryan Hummel organizing the Galesburg Veterans Day Parade. Thank you so much again for coming in, for your time. Thank you for your service, and thanks for doing a very important thing for the community.
Thank you for your support.
Absolutely. And again, you can go to our community events page at WGIL.com for more information on that, too. Stay tuned. We'll have Kim Commando and sports straight ahead as Galesburg's evening news continues on WGIL.